This is an honor. It is always an honor to have royalty in the studio. He is the Prince of Chicago Waffles, Lawrence Kramer. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patty's weekend.
Yeah, you know, I normally don't think of St. Patrick's Day and waffles, so you have to explain the connection.
Yes, for kind of every major holiday or occasion, we try to do something special. We do something maybe for Christmas time or
There's always a connection with waffles.
Always a connection. You can always do something fun. So, like you mentioned, it's St. Patty's weekend. So we've been doing all of our waffles, all of our pancakes have been green.
Now, is that good?
It tastes good. People have been enjoying it. Well, people have been taken aback at first.
Yeah.
But when they tried, we haven't heard any complaints.
So how do you get them to be green? Do you leave them out for 3 months before you serve them?
Our cook, so we have our homemade batter.
That would be a no, suppose,
yeah.
Right?
So our chefs at each location have their homemade batter or their homemade mixes for the Belgian waffle. So that's just a plain waffle. And then for this occasion, to make it everything green, they use a food coloring or something to make the waffles look green. But the difference is we have a green tea waffle and we have a Belgian waffle pancakes that we've made look green. The difference is our green tea waffle is a real matcha waffle.
They're macho?
Macho, yeah.
They're strong?
So they actually taste like green tea.
Oh, I see.
And versus where the Belgian waffle is just our plain waffle where we've made everything kind of look green to make it a little bit more fun. And kind of with the times.
Are waffles from Belgium?
They originated in Europe. Can't remember the exact location, but
57th Street?
Somewhere? Yeah, 57, 58th. Just one of those streets. But it was mid to late 1900s, and then towards the 1970s, 1980s, it's kind of when it started to make its way into the States, and it's when it started to kind of later on, 10, 20 years, popularized itself here in America. And that's kind of how later on we got into the business. My father got into it in 2011.
Your father being the king.
The king of waffles, yeah.
You are only the prince.
I can't take that title yet.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we got into it. And now we have close to 20 different waffle options. We do 7 different waffle sandwiches.
What are some of the waffle options you would not expect to see?
So we do a cookies and ice cream waffle. With the vanilla ice cream, we do with the Oreo cookies. That's very, very tasty. We have a blueberry lemon cheesecake waffle, which is made through our Belgian waffle, but then we use our homemade lemon cheesecake, which is kind of a little bit unexpected because a waffle you maybe think is tender or crispy compared to how we make it. And then the lemon cheesecake is kind of a little bit more wet, soggy, maybe a little bit, but the combination of the two makes the waffles and the lemon cheesecake kind of melt in your mouth. Which kind of at first surprised people. They're like, do I want to try lemon cheesecake and waffles? But it's really good. And then the last one that we've actually did recently was a blueberry chicken waffle. and that's what we make our homemade blueberry compote. And we put fried chicken with a waffle. When it first came out, people were kind of like, this looks a little weird. But when you try it, it is one of the most delicious waffles we've ever come up with in 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
The thing that I like about you guys, I mean, the waffles are good, is that you're a small business, really, that's expanded. And you have all these national franchises doing all sorts of different things. But you're really just a Chicago business, a small business.
Yeah, we like
you
like,
began with one place.
Yeah, we began in 2011. Like I mentioned, my dad really wanted to build something kind of his own, have something that he can connect with. And that's kind of when the idea first came up with in about 2009, 2010 of like, what can I do to make, you know, to make a business of my own? And that's kind of how it happened. He had a couple of business partners. His uncle was with him in the beginning. But that's where everything started. We were from kind of the northwest suburbs, so that's where all the ideas came from. And we decided to open up our first one in the South Loop. And it's really expanded. 6 years later we opened up our second one in the West Loop. 5 years later, we expanded with 2 more in Oak Park and Willowbrook. And then our next one's coming up in about a month, month and a half or so in Lincoln Square. So we're really happy with the jumps we've been able to take the last 5 years after learning the process of what it means to own a breakfast restaurant the first 6 years.
How did you make it through the pandemic? Was that difficult? I mean, when it comes down to it, as I said,
yeah,
you're a growing small business for sure, but you're still a small business, and we're a bit smaller then because you didn't back then didn't have as many locations.
Right, right. So, I mean, at the beginning, it was obviously a learning curve. I mean, everyone's probably adjusting and, like, thinking, what's going on here? But we were very lucky where when everything was closed, couldn't have people inside the restaurant, we had a lot of to-go orders. So a lot of people stayed loyal to us, made sure to support the business. And that's what really kept us afloat. We didn't really have to cut employees. We didn't have to fire anybody. We were able to keep everybody that wanted to stay with us for those, you know, that basically that year where we weren't really able to have anyone inside the restaurants. And then after that, the business, when everyone was able to go outside, go back to restaurants, it was like the doors, like everything just flooded. Like we were packed on the weekends. And this past 6 months, the business, all four locations have just really exploded like we've never seen before. Usually the winter time is maybe a little bit slower. But this last month has been, last 2 months especially, have been really great for all of our locations.
Do you think that everyone needs a waffle in their life?
I think at least 2 or 3 times a week you have to have a waffle. Okay. It should be like a daily, it should be like a weekly requirement for everybody.
This should be a law.
It should be a law.
Yeah, I bet you're going to make that happen.
We can try it.
Yeah, well, you're the prince. You can do it.